None but the hungry heart. 5:15. The first cause. A man's goings are established of Jehovah, and he delighteth in his way. Psalm 37, verse 23. Throughout time and eternity, the God of circumstances has every situation planned for our good and for his glory. That is all that should matter to us. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, Psalm 76, verse 10. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4:15. What the other person said or did to you was undoubtedly wrong and cannot be justified. Nor did he do it at God's direction, but God permitted him to do it for some wise reason, which will yet prove to have been abundantly worthwhile for you. By the time that action reached you, it had become the will of God for you. Since to a yielded believer, there are no second causes. He believes the psalmist's declaration that every step of his life's pathway has been ordered by the Lord. No trial or affliction can reach you who are abiding in him without his permission. You can therefore be confident in every circumstance of life, however baffling, that it has been permitted in your own best interest by the wisest and most loving of fathers who knows our load limit. All that we pass through is that we may get a fresh view of the Lord Jesus, or a deepening of a former one. But often we are so occupied with ourselves and the circumstances that we fail to behold the glory of the Lord. If the external plannings of men or Satan further God's plans, they succeed. If not, they come to nothing. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 37, verse 24.